Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Of course, I am Andrew, your host of the Creative Podcast, and I just want to say thank you guys so much for your patience this week, too. And I do apologize about last week. I didn't have a show come out last week. I took the week off for spring break. My wife was on spring break, so I decided to go out and hang out with her and go to Disney and hang out and do all that. I came very close to not having an episode this week, and that's actually kind of the topic I want to talk about, is like not taking the steps to do your creativity and really to push forward to attain what you're really trying to push forward to do. I'll get to that in just a second. But first, I want to say, please make sure you are subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere that you get podcasts. Of course, also go on to either one of those platforms or anywhere, that you receive your podcast and rate and review the show. It helps out tremendously. I can't stress this enough. It's free to download, free to subscribe, and all I ask is that you please go and rate and review the show. It helps in the algorithms to actually be able to bump up the podcast to the top of the list so that more people will listen to the show. Without further ado, guys, as I said, I do want to get right into the topic today because I think it's a really valid topic for this week, especially for me. And a lot of this podcast, I don't know if you guys realize, but I go back and listen to pretty much all the podcasts, not just as I'm like going through and actually putting them together, but honestly, as I'm actually going through and just leading my life, I will put on a podcast maybe I recorded a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. And it'll actually encourage me in whatever I'm doing. So I encourage you guys to do the same thing. You know, a podcast might not be valid for you right this second. An episode might not be valid right this second or topic. But go back and listen to it a month later. You know, you might be going through something that just a line in that podcast might really help you. It helps me a lot. And it's coming right from me. So on the show today, guys, I do want to talk about just finding distractions to keep you from your creativity. Now, there are a lot of times where we get distracted by things that are out of our control. Now that's something a little bit different. Today, I actually want to talk about how we find distractions to keep us from doing our creativity ourselves. There are times that, you know, we can call it procrastination. We can call it just not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Either way, however you want to describe it, what I'm talking about today is the fact that you look for opportunities not to go and do your creativity, not to go do your craft. I've been doing that the last 2 days, actually. I've been finding things not to help me not do what I wanted to do, or what I'm not required to do. I'm not required to do the podcast at all. I do this podcast as a passion project, and I love doing it, but I just didn't feel like I had a topic this week, so I was making excuses for myself and looking for reasons not to record a show. Well, that's a really dumb thing to do, because you guys are waiting for a show, and you're wanting to hear what I am thinking about this week, and what I'm hoping to impart into your life and into your creativity. With that being said, I literally just did nothing yesterday, and it was great. I had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off, and what do I do with my time? I did nothing. I did absolutely very little. Other than just like do a couple chores around the house that my wife wanted. But as far as creativity, I've wasted 2 days. I'm recording now on Tuesday morning at 11:20, but with that being said, I could have spent, you know, Sunday afternoon when my wife was working on schoolwork, all day yesterday, Monday, and then, you know, today, I could have recorded like 4 or 5 podcast episodes, just had them ready to go for whenever I got busy and stuff. But did I do that? No, because I'm a doofus. That's why. But with that being said, I wanted to kind of encourage you guys. There are going to be times in your creativity, and in your walk with creativity, that you're going to look for reasons not to do what it is you need to do. That could be going out and practicing lighting as a photographer. That could be going and running through scales on your piano if you're a musician or whatever instrument you play. That could be, you know, working on your brushstrokes as a painter or practicing, you know, your graphic design skills. Anything that you do as a creative person, you're going to find a way to not do what you need to do to practice and get better. Now, everybody loves to have fun as a creative person. Everybody loves to go to a jam session and play music or, you know, paint for fun. But if you're like working on something, everybody hates doing that. No one loves sitting down and actually practicing to get better. So why is that? Why don't you want to go and practice to get better? For me, I just don't want to have to do the work. It's hard for me to like sit down and say, okay, I'm going to do this work and I'm going to get better at my craft. That's hard for me because I like working, but I don't like failing. And I think that's one of the biggest struggles that a lot of people have with trying to get better at something or trying to really accomplish something as a creative is that you're worried about failing miserably. Well, let me give you some bad news. You're going to fail miserably bunches of times. I fail more than I actually succeed as a creative person. That's not news to me. I've kind of accepted that now. I understand that that's kind of the MO for being a creative person. You're going to fail more times than not. You're going to screw up something really badly, and it's going to suck. And I'm sorry to tell you that. I'm sorry to be the bearer of the bad news. But when you do succeed, it takes away all the failure, and it makes that failure worth it. So you're really making yourself distracted or procrastinating just so you don't fail. But if you procrastinate and distract yourself from creating and from taking the chance, then you're going to take yourself out of the running to actually succeed in something. There are many times as a creative person that I go into a situation and I think, you know, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to see how it works. You know, I'm going to probably fail. And then I succeed like beyond expectations. And I am just recharged to the point where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I can go do more of this now. Case in point, I've talked about this, I think, before. I'm not sure about on the Creative Podcast, but I have talked about it before openly. I have a buddy named Charlie Haas, and he is a cosplayer here in the area where I live. And he just wanted some cosplay pictures of him and one of his creations that he made. And so I said, okay, let's just go have some fun. I didn't really set my expectations high. I said, I just want to go maybe create a cool picture of you and see what we can make happen. I can definitely create at least a serviceable picture. Well, come to find out, we created something that was really cool, unique, you know, almost movie poster-esque. And it actually now, and still is for the second or third year, is the logo art to the local Nerdfest, the Space Coast Nerdfest here in Brevard County. As you're listening to this, if you're listening to this the week it comes out, it's the Tuesday, March 29th, 2016, the Nerdfest is actually coming up soon. They're not a sponsor of the show, but I just want to give a quick shout out to the Nerdfest. They do some great things here in the Brevard County area. So please give them a check them out on Facebook, Space Coast Nerdfest. Really, really cool guys over there. Actually, a really cool guy over there. But that's coming up soon. So if you have the opportunity, go check it out. But that, again, my expectations were low for that piece of art that I created. I just want to create something cool for my buddy and maybe something for my portfolio. Come to find out, there was interest in it otherwise. So we succeeded far and above anything that we ever thought we were going to succeed with that picture. So that, you know, again, I took a risk. I didn't take a risk at all. I just said, hey, we're just going to go maybe take a cool picture. I can create something interesting, hopefully. You know, I knew I'm at a level in my photography that I know kind of what I can promise and what I can deliver. Well, I just promised something, okay, we're just going to create something interesting. I can do something kind of cool. And it ended up being something that was far and above anything that we both imagined. And other people really loved it too. So with that being said, again, at least for me this week, I've been procrastinating on doing the podcast. And not on purpose, like to have a topic. It just kind of happened. I was like, I don't really know what I'm talking about. I'm going to completely fail, have a crappy episode. I didn't want to do that. Well, that was what spurred my thinking about this topic for this week. So one of the biggest things for you guys is what I really want you to think about this week. I really want you to look at what you're doing as a creative person, whatever it is. And I really want you to say, okay, what do I really need to work on? What do I need to do to really make what I do better? And I really want you to go and tackle it. For me, I need to get better. And this is something that I feel like I'm pretty good at, but I need to get better about it, is being consistent with my creativity, but also being consistent with just the things that I need to do to spur my creativity. Like, I just need to sit down and take away all the distractions. Like right now I'm sitting down and my phone's here beside me, but everything else is turned off. My computer's turned off, my Xbox is turned off, everything's turned off. So that way I'm literally just sitting here focusing on talking to you. Sometimes I can't focus. Pretty much all the time, I can't focus unless everything's turned off and I'm just focusing on whatever task that I'm actually doing. if I sit here and try to, you know, have my computer on or what have you, I will totally fail at talking to you. As I'm sitting here thinking, I would totally fail talking to a microphone sitting in front of me, which is going right into your ears, and it would come out really crappy. And that's not fair to you. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to anyone that is involved with this whole process that we call podcasting. So, with that being said, look at what you're doing. You know, are you giving everything that you can to whatever you're doing right now? You know, if you're listening to me, you know, you might be driving, but make sure that whatever you're doing, that you're giving it 100%. Cut out all the distractions around you from what you're actually trying to accomplish. If you focus 100% on whatever what is right in front of you, then it'll give 100% of your attention. If you are focusing on what's beside it and what's over here and what's over there, oh, what do I have to do tomorrow? Focus on one task at a time. I know it's difficult for creative people. My mind races through a million things a minute sometimes, and I have to learn. I've learned how to focus on one thing at a time and accomplish one task at a time, hopefully at a higher level. Now, that's not always the case. I fail miserably all the time, but I'm doing my best to get better at not failing miserably all the time. Maybe just failing a little bit each time instead of a bunch. That's something I want to encourage you in. You're going to fail more. I already told you that. But understand that when you fail, it's not the end of the world. You will have another chance at that. Creativity is not something that you're just great at overnight. You know, for me, I'm terrible at painting, okay? My wife, pretty all right. She does a good job with painting. I've sat down and actually got my own paint set and my own paint brushes, and my wife bought like a bunch of canvases over Christmas when they were on sale. So it's one of those things that she is pretty great at painting. I'm not. So I've tried to get better at it, but it's just not for me. So I could sit down and start practicing and get better, but that's not something that I think is really going to do me any good, at least for what I enjoy doing and kind of how my creativity works. I'm more of a person that likes to sit down and just express my ideas. Now, yeah, could I do that in a painting? Sure. But what am I saying? Yeah, I should probably sit down and do more painting, because I could actually express my ideas pretty well in a painting. I could probably get better at painting whatever it is that I'm trying to say through my mind and through my heart and through my emotions. But what's stopping me from doing that? Just me thinking I'm going to fail and have a terrible painting. That's really all it is. I'm sitting here and I'm looking for reasons to not paint. And that's a terrible thing to do. Now, am I really passionate about painting? No, not really. Am I really passionate about playing music? Yeah, I think music's great. Am I even the same amount of passion, or maybe even a little bit more right now about photography? Absolutely I am. Photography is one of those things that has allowed me to meet so many different people, but also it's helped pay my bills for the last, you know, 6 to 7 years almost. And that's a really interesting thing. For me, I'm a creative person that actually uses his creativity to pay his bills. And that's a little stressful though sometimes too. Whenever you actually put in your livelihood and you're actually creating to make a living, you have to kind of stop procrastinating. You have to actually just get out there and make a living. And that's one of the most difficult things when the pressure's on. But that is also talking about today about putting distractions in there. Whenever your livelihood's on the line, it's easier to cut out the distractions. Take it from me. Like, literally, it's easier to get less distracted whenever your actual livelihood and eating the next day is on the line. So one thing I might suggest as a way to help you break out of the distractions that you're putting yourself in is give yourself a project and a deadline and consequences to not meeting said deadline. That, I think, would actually help you quite a bit in motivating yourself. A lot of times it's just motivation that you need. It's not, you know, you don't need anything in specifically. You just need some kind of goal and some kind of motivation to reach that goal. That's really all you need, really. So if I can encourage you guys in anything, it's really that. Just look for motivation. Look for a way to get from point A to point B and actually create something cool in the middle. So I hope that I haven't rambled too much today to you know, bore you to death, but it's one of those things that, last week I could have done a podcast. But what did I do? I procrastinated. I waited, and I realized, oh, it's like 5 o'clock on Tuesday. I'm not going to do it now. But I could have. I was just making myself excuses. So this is maybe a little bit of a tougher discussion today, but I really just want you to stop making excuses for yourself, and I want you to go out and create something. That's all you got to do. That's it. The worst that could happen is you create something that's kind of crappy, like I've done in many, many, many times. The best thing that can happen, you can create something pretty awesome that somebody actually wants to use. And that's a pretty cool feeling too. So, all in all, you have nothing to lose with creativity, but you have everything to gain. So, take it from me. Get off your butt. Go create something. Without any further ado, guys, thank you so much for listening today. It is, as always, a pleasure talking to all of you. And each and every one of you is important to me. And with that being said, I hope that you guys keep listening. And I hope you guys, of course, share your views on the podcast. You can actually tweet me at TheCreativePod on Twitter. And please follow, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and leave ratings and reviews. Until next week, guys, I will talk to you later. And like I said, get off your butt and go create something.